You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 128, No Yell November 2021. Are you feeling the call to homeschool and you're not sure what to do? Or maybe you are already homeschooling and it doesn't look like what you hoped it would. My name is Megan Thomas and I'm a certified life coach, a mother of seven, and a homeschool pro with more than a decade of experience. I can show anyone how to create success in their homeschool, and I'd love to show you how. Are you ready? All right, welcome back to this week's episode. This has been an episode that I've used before, No Yell November. So I wanted to specify No Yell November 2021 to get ready for the next No Yell November challenge. I'm really excited about it, and I want to tell you all about the things coming up. So I wanted to dedicate a whole episode to this. So as most of you know, I love helping mamas to not yell at their kids. I love helping families learn how to get along. I love showing families the peace that is available to them, to how to take a contentious home and create a home of peace, and to get those things out of there and to create content, being content in your home, right? From contentious to content. And I just love helping people do that. So I have dedicated a whole Facebook group that's a free Facebook group to support mamas with this. When I speak at homeschool retreats, if they let me choose my own topic, I'm like, I want to talk about not yelling at your kids. It's one of my favorite things to do. So this November, I want everyone to have the tools to be able to complete this year's No Yell November challenge. So like I said, I have my free Facebook group, No Yelling Mamas, and you can find that on my website, and anybody is free to join, all those great things. And I do my best to just offer some helpful tips of ways to start changing the habit of yelling. And I love it for so many reasons. First of all, I love that there is a group of women who are like, I want help. I don't know what to do. Because in the world, we're told that it's okay to yell at your kids. And we're told not only is it okay, but it's expected a lot of times. And it's so interesting that if we would switch it out, like if you yelled at your kids and were like, I was so mad at my kids, they made a big mess and I freaked out and I said, you guys drive me crazy. And like, you all belong in the zoo, I'm out of here. But you were yelling it and you're really mad and everything like that. Can you imagine switching that to saying like, my husband came home the other day and I had a big mess and he freaked out and yelled at me. People would be up in arms, like, I cannot believe your husband said that to you. How dare he talk to you like that? You do not deserve that. But then yet when moms do it to their kids, they're like, oh yeah, kids are the worst. They're so hard. So I want to just change this paradigm of that it's okay to yell at your kids. I want to change it. Like, no, it's not okay. I want something better. I want something more. So with that caveat, I do want to tell you that I do not judge anybody for where they are in their journey, that I have no judgment, just love. And I love everybody being here. And if you're like, I slipped up, I'm not getting mad at you and I'm not frustrated with you, I don't yell at you, that would be funny, wouldn't it? But I love you through the whole entire process and the whole entire journey. I do, when mama's members, right, when we're having a call and someone's like, I yelled at my kids, I always have to say, I don't judge you. I'm here to help you. And can you imagine just like a coach in sports or whatever, if he belittled a player every time he made a mistake, the player's gonna not really care for that coach anymore. So I will never belittle you or condemn you or tell you you're a terrible person for yelling at your kids. I understand you're human. And I just want to give you tools for those who are ready to really let this old habit die and replace it with something else that's probably going to serve you a lot better in the long run. So I love this. Members will share in the group all the time little successes. And I wanted to read one of them to you. She says, I just wanted to share a breakthrough I had today. I have a daughter that I struggle with because I perceive her as needy and dependent. And although I think there are times when it's important for me to encourage her to do things herself that I know she can do without help, I realize that my story that she is needy and dependent is not serving me well. When I think that thought about her, it causes me to react to all her requests for help with frustration, even when some of her requests are very reasonable. I've decided I need a new thought about my daughter. The thought I think will serve me better is, it's normal for my daughter to need help sometimes. I think this hot thought will help me feel less frustrated and will help me to communicate with my daughter in kinder ways. Friends, I love this. I love when people share their success stories of just simple things, that just little tips, just little ideas, like this one is just, what is the thought? What is the story? You talk a lot about what is the story you tell yourself, right? What is the thought with that that comes along with that? And noticing that she had this thought in the story that her daughter, what was her word she used? Was as needy and dependent, right? And so just that little switch of like, it's okay that sometimes she needs me, of how different we start seeing a situation. So I love that so much. I have noticed most of the stories I tell myself, that's funny. I just literally copied her text down and was rereading that. So great job to this mama. So sometimes just being aware that you want to change is enough to get you started on this path. I remember when our family did a family challenge, and we did it with, it's like every time you served somebody, you got points. Every time, like if you ate certain types of food, you lost points, right? And we had this whole fun game and this whole system. So I was totally throwing people in my family under the bus. And I said, and if you swear, you lose points. And they're like, oh, we're going to play that game. They said, okay, if you play the victim, you lose points. And I thought, oh, I never play the victim. And as soon as it was brought to my attention that sometimes I play the victim and I walk into the kitchen and I say, oh, fantastic. Why don't I just wash the dishes for everybody? Or some other way that I would play the victim, that this poor martyr of a mother that does everything, right? Then I would lose a point. So we did it in a really fun way. And it wasn't a pointing fingers and mocking or anything like that. But just bringing that to my attention helped me to completely step out of that. So there are some women in this group who are just having this brought to their attention of like, I'm yelling and I don't like the relationship it's causing with my kids. There's a story I'm telling myself, taking accountability for my actions that my kids can't make me mad. I'm choosing to be mad. So simple things like that. Some women are already having some amazing success of what they're creating in their home. However, every now and then I have someone post who is frustrated. Sometimes they want me to tell them exactly what to do and to wave a magic wand and to just fix things. I had a mama post who was frustrated with me, who said something along these lines. I've asked for help on the subject a few times over the past 18 months, and it is always the same answer. Yes, focus on the positive. Set a good example. Guide and teach. Work alongside. That's great, but that isn't all being a parent is. My son is growing up thinking it is perfectly fine to misbehave as long as nobody is watching. He already knows these things are wrong. Now he is escalating into breaking his things and others, ruining my house and my vehicle, destroying things we cannot afford to replace. You don't think that my focus on receiving help should be on the appropriate discipline side? Yes, I'm extremely frustrated. Of course, I slip into being that way with the kids sometimes. Even though I'm not perfect, I'm doing all the right things nearly all of the time. The no yelling thing a few years ago helped tremendously, and my relationship with my kids proves that out. But being a parent can't be 100% focused on setting a good example at this point with my son. Is it possible to receive some discipline advice without assuming the problem is all about the lack of positive nurturing behavior? So she was super frustrated with me, and that's totally okay. You can totally be mad at me. I do not take that personal. So we had a thread going on at this point, and when she sent that last post, I just responded to her saying, I'm sorry that I didn't understand your question completely. I wish a quick response on a Facebook group page would be enough to solve this, but I don't think it will. And then I talked to her about, that's why I have coaching, so that we can dive into these things. Offered her, I do the free calls, as you guys know. I'm not trying to get you to sign up for anything, but I would love to help. So it's so interesting that there are some people that quick little tips and support group is enough to help them to get on the path of building relationship with their children, not yelling at them anymore, even being able to get out of the story that this is a problem, all those types of things. However, like this mama and probably other mamas, you need some more help, which is fine because we all need help at different times in our life with different things we're going through. Sometimes I can do something as simple as being aware. I can journal. I can do things like that. And other times I need a coach. I needed a coach in different spots in my own marriage, in different things without my life or relationships of people I struggled with or whatnot, that I would get stuck. And like, I can't get past this. I need your help. So I've thought a lot about this because I really do want to help. But at the same time, I have a family and I have other things and all those types of things. So I wish I could just hop on Facebook and answer a really quick little tidbit and like, here's the magical thing you do and all your problems will be solved. But I'm not a wizard and it doesn't work that way. So I have decided to do something different. I have decided to come out with a video series of what you can do. So not only of like the habit of yelling, and I think most people are aware of the damages it does to your children and the disconnect it causes, but I'll cover a little bit of that. But I also want to give you what you can do instead, right? So sometimes when people go on a diet, they're like, okay, you can't eat grains and you can't eat dairy and you can't eat corn and you can't eat sugar and you can't drink soda or all these things. And you're like, oh, great. So I'm starving myself or I'm eating spinach every day. That sounds stupid. Thank you very much. Right. But instead, if I said, hey, I have this amazing diet for you and you can eat any meat you want, any way you like it, and fruits and vegetables. Oh my goodness. Have you had a fresh peach off of the tree where it is just so juicy and delicious? Oh my goodness, you can have as many peaches as you'd like, and like nuts and seeds, you can totally eat those too. You can do those things. Yeah, you're going to avoid this stuff, but here's all the things you can do and you can eat, and here are all these recipes and these ways that you can enjoy this different way of eating, and it's going to be so much better for your body. What sounds more enticing to you, right? Like, oh, here's all the things I can't do. This sounds terrible. Or here are all the things I can do. And here are the benefits that I'm going to come from it. So I want to do this as well because I want everybody to be able to complete No Yell November. So I have new videos coming out that will be going through tips of not only of changing the habit of not yelling, but what to do instead, right? So I have videos that will be coming out in October. Oh, that's right. I also will have, in addition to the videos, I will be having bonus calls. So the end of October, we'll have a bonus call and then bonus calls throughout November to really help you as you come to different obstacles, or like, this is what I've always done. I've just yelled to get my kids on time for church, or I've just yelled for them to get their schoolwork done, or whatever it is. I don't know what to do now. Because what I don't want you to do is just stuff your frustrations down so that you're just about ready to explode. And then December 1st rolls around and then you can just explode and yell and just like, that was stupid. This was dumb. I just shoved everything down and it was miserable and a terrible experience. That's not what I want to do. I want to teach you how to feel all the feelings and put you in charge of how you want to show up instead of having your kids' actions dictate how you show up. So here are some of the videos that I will be coming out with within the next few weeks. One of the very first things, and it was fascinating to me as I talked to a client maybe a couple years ago, maybe it was just last year, I can't remember. And yelling is a choice. And that blew her mind. She would talk to me about, she realized that she grew up with the idea and the belief that yelling is not a choice. That if kids behave in a way that you do not like you yell at them, that's what you do. And so when I told her yelling was a choice and that she can choose whether or not to yell, it blew her mind. She said, I did not know it was my choice. I always thought that I had no choice in this and that's just what it is and what it does. So a whole video on yelling is a choice. And this is where we'll really bring in coaching and bringing in the model, right? That your child, let's say your child, what's something that people say they'll yell at their kids? Their child doesn't do their schoolwork. So you've asked your kid to do something. You said, hey, I need you to get your math done. They don't go do it. They go outside and play instead. And the model, so that would be our circumstance, right? I asked my kid to get their work done and they didn't do it. And then we have our thought about it, right? Like they should listen to me. My children are very disobedient. Here's proof that my kid's a pain in the butt or whatever it is. You're feeling angry, you feel frustrated, you feel irritable, any of those feelings that is going to then cause the action of yelling. We can even really get into that yelling is really just a buffer, because you don't want to feel, a lot of times we feel out of control and we want to feel in control. So what is a really quick way to feel in control is to be big and loud and mean and scary. And then all of a sudden you feel big and powerful and in control again, right? Because you got somebody to do what it is. But with any, just like any buffer, like turning to food or checking out on your phone or any buffer like that, usually comes with a negative consequence where then you feel terrible, then you add guilt to it and all those types of things, right? So just really understanding yelling is a choice. No one can make you yell, and really understanding the model. Another video, we'll be talking about a belief. Have you ever heard people say things like, I want this, but I'll probably never get it. She could do it, but I'm just too irritable. I'm just not that patient. You might be able to because of whatever excuse people give, right? Really to believe that it is possible, of affirmations, of meditations, of really starting to clear and create that vision of like, this is the mom I am. I'm this awesome, patient, calm mom. If I see a problem, I know what to do. And it's not like she's going to appear magically overnight, and she may not even appear in 30 days. But as you have this intention of like, this is who I really am, and strip away these false beliefs of like, well, I'm just irritable. I'm just an angry mom. Like, moms just yell. Stripping away all that negativity, all those false beliefs about yourself, and stepping into who you truly are. You are a loving mother. You are a patient mother. You are a wonderful mother. You're an awesome mother. Someone on a call the other day said, I'm a rock star mom. Yes, you're all those things. So being able to really see that, being able to create that path of even asking yourself the question when your kids do something and you're like, I don't know what to do right now. Like, well, you know who does know what to do? I'm an awesome mom. An awesome mom would know what to do, and I'm an awesome mom. So let me ask her real quick. Or let me ask my future self real quick. What would she do? She'd say, it's really not that big of a deal. Like, you're not going to worry about it, right? So just being able to really get that belief. We're going to talk a lot about habits and patterns and different ways to drop old habits and new ways to gain helpful habits, right? Getting out of autopilot, because our brain loves autopilot. It's like, this is what we do. If there's a mess, you yell. If you asked your kids to do something and they didn't do it, guess what we do? We yell. And then our brain doesn't have to think about things, but we can train our brain to have a new response. Like, oh, isn't that funny? I used to snip at my kids when they did this, and I don't even do that anymore. That's so interesting, right? So your old habits to new habits, old patterns to new patterns, right? Dropping your story, all about agency, really taking the ownership back of how you show up, those things. Other things like, are your basic needs met? Because I know if I'm really tired, guess what? I don't really show up as my best self. If I'm not taking care of me, it's very hard to take care of other people. Being able to use breathing and meditation to get out of fight or flight and into that brain, the higher power of where I choose what I want to do and choose how I want to respond. That's also where we're going to learn how to feel the emotion, feel the frustration without reacting, feeling the anger without becoming angry, all those beautiful things, not reacting to it. You actually can just feel frustrated and not react to it. You can feel irritated, annoyed, all those things, rage. You can feel all of those things and just feel it and then be done with it. It's amazing and powerful. And then obviously what to do instead of yelling, how to really connect with your kids, how to get your kids to do different things that you would like them to do, which also goes to the next video, dropping the need for control. What do you need to control? What don't you need to control? Is there really anything you need to control, right? Letting go of that control and repentance. Of really being able to create game plans, forgiving your past self, forgiving yourself for your humanness, forgiving your children for their humanness, right? And understanding that you're all on a journey. So I am so excited. This is something that I've wanted to do for a while. So all these videos will be available in Mama's Members, and so will all the bonus calls. I'm also doing prizes for those Mama's Members who complete the No Yell November Challenge. And I'm really excited about my prizes because I think prizes are fun and I think competitions are fun and they really speak to me. So I hope they speak to you as well. So I would love to be able to do all this for free. It would be awesome, but like that is life, that I actually have to pay for a website and I have to pay for my time and pay for all the prizes and all those things. So this is available to those in Mama's Members. But friends, I have made Mama's Members incredibly affordable. I have made it $35 a month. So with $35 a month, you get access to all my videos, not just the yelling videos, but you get access to videos about your own toolbox, you know, getting tools for your own toolbox. You get tools, videos on parenting, parenting the Savior's way, and just parenting videos, connecting, honesty, all those things, obedience, those types of things. You get videos on family relationships and levels of liberty and how to really have a thriving, helping family, all the videos on homeschool. You get all of those, plus all the bonus videos with no yelling. You get all the normal calls that are weekly calls, plus all the bonus calls. You get all of that free downloads, all of that for only $35 a month. So if somebody were to come to me and ask me, how much would you pay to create a home where people can get along? Were you excited to be there? Have you ever had that where you're out somewhere and you're like, I don't want to go home. I don't want to go home and deal with this. I don't want to deal with the whining and the complaining and the fighting and the crying. Like, what would that be worth to you to say like, I'm excited to be home. I'm excited to be with my kids. I can't wait to see them. To me, that would be worth millions and thousands and all the money and all the things to have this family that's thriving and getting along. So I want to invite you to come and join Mama's Members, where you will be getting all of this for only $35 a month. When you remove yelling in the home, so many other things start moving into place. Kids feel safer with you and will connect with you on a deeper level. Kids listen better. There will be laughter instead of tears. There will be joy instead of guilt. And I would love to have all of you join me. If you have any questions about the membership or the No Yell November Challenge, please send me an email or a DM on Instagram, and I would be happy to answer all your questions. I will, in the No Yelling group on Facebook, I'll be posting little things throughout the month, just little helpful tips and all those things. And I invite anybody to do the No Yell Challenge and to create as many amazing families as we can. All right, friends, have an amazing day, and I will talk to you next week. Are you ready to take the concepts learned on this podcast to the next level? Then I invite you to join Mama's Members, a place where I will help you succeed in your family and homeschool beyond what you thought was possible. You will have access to hours of content, a place to ask questions, and weekly coaching calls to help you be the amazing homeschool mom you are called to be. To sign up, go to www.coachmegthomas.com/join. I can't wait to see you there.